3 years ago, a government report blamed hospital errors for the deaths of 44,000 people every year. While doctors do err, professional medicine usually is mum about treatment mistakes. This month, the Annals of Internal Medicine has published the first in a series of case studies examining breakdowns in the hospital system and ways to learn from these mistakes. The series was conceived by Bob Wachter, a physician with the Department of Medicine at the University of California at San Francisco. He joins me now. Dr. Wachter, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Now, the first case study in your series tells the story of a 67-year-old woman who had an invasive heart procedure by mistake, and she didn't have a heart problem. And the reason that her case occurred was there was a cascade of no fewer than 17 errors that occurred in the hospital. What were some of the key errors that occurred in this first case that you described?
Well, Corva, the patient who ended up having the procedure that she wasn't supposed to have was waiting to be discharged. A nurse came in to take the patient to this cardiac procedure that neither the patient nor the nurse had ever heard of. The patient signed an informed consent without really understanding and being told clearly about what the procedure was. The nurse allowed the patient to leave the floor despite the fact that the nurse wasn't aware the patient needed the procedure. She later said that that happened all the time, that patients were scheduled for procedures and she hadn't heard about them. The doctor who performed the heart procedure on the patient never went and introduced himself back to the patient again. He'd actually met the correct patient the night before, but when he came in to do the procedure, he stood behind a wall and manipulated the computer and the catheter from afar. And that was the nature of the kinds of errors. These were all small things, in many ways understandable in isolation. But when you took a step back, one of the things that was remarkable, that any of the 17 errors that occurred, if any of them had not occurred, the mistake would have been caught. And it was the accumulated effect of these errors that allowed the patient to go for this procedure that she didn't need.
How have mistakes like this, operating on the wrong patient, traditionally been dealt with in hospitals?
A mistake like that is usually spoken about in a conference called a mortality morbidity, or M&M conference. And the approach, however, often is not the most productive approach. The approach is to find an individual at fault and blame and to some extent excoriate that person for how can you make possibly have made this error. What that does is create a culture in which people are not very open about discussing errors, and people don't take a step back and say, this didn't necessarily occur because a bad person did the wrong thing or it had an argument with his or her spouse that day. The traditional approach to errors doesn't allow us to take a step back and openly discuss how could this happen and how can we prevent it from occurring again.
You've said that doctors and nurses are human, they're fallible, they make mistakes. Are there any lessons that the medical industry could learn from other high-pressure industries to help them from making similar mistakes?
I think they look at the aviation industry. I think they look at the nuclear power industry. And I think they really are beginning to take very simple lessons from the supermarkets. If you go to the supermarket, all of the merchandise is barcoded. There are very few industries that require repetitive identification, that depend on human beings to do the identification, and certainly none that depend on the handwriting of individuals like doctors to identify that I'm supposed to be giving the right drug to this patient in a certain dose. So some of the solutions that we're going to draw and we're beginning to draw from other industries include things like barcoding, include things like computerizing certain processes like medication writing and ordering, but also include things like what's called crew resource management. In the airline industry, they train and retrain in the cockpit to deal with emergencies and to question hierarchies and to recognize that when something doesn't smell right, it's time to question. Maybe this is the wrong thing to do, rather than to say, oh, things often don't smell right around here, and we'll just go ahead and pass it through.
What eventually happened to the woman who had the mistaken procedure?
Well, I think one of the things that was very refreshing about this case, and I think exemplifies an increasing and very positive trend, is that the physicians involved in the care of this woman sat down with her right after the error and explained it to her in great detail. And then in a remarkable act of charity, I thought, she looked at the doctors and also said to us later when we spoke to her, well, at least my heart checked out okay.
Dr. Robert Wachter is the editor of an 8-part series about medical errors currently running in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Dr. Wachter, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.